Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is July 23rd, 2016. And for all of you out there who are wondering about the status of Torrey Smith, it is apparently official that he has passed as of July 20th, Wednesday night, at 7 p.m. He supposedly passed at the hospital, which he never wanted to go to, and had been very, very adamant about not being taken there because he had been shown multiple times that if he was taken to the hospital, they would either take him or they would take him out. I am here today to share some important information, as many of you have written into me wondering what the condition was of Torrey, wondering why there was so much silence around Torrey. And I just want to make sure everybody is understanding what was going on behind the scenes. To start with, Torrey and I met in 2012, 2013, and we basically came together on one common core theme, and that was implants. He was very keenly aware of them, and he was very aware of what Galactic Connection was doing and offering as a service to the community. Not only was he grateful for what we were doing and seeing what we were up against, I should say, but he was also very supportive of our team wanting to help us out as much as he could. And that really basically initiated a long and ongoing friendship with Torrey. I found him to be very honest, very straightforward, fun, lively, a jokester, and one who was so completely on fire to serve the children of this world. Now, this is because he himself had experienced absolute torturous experiences in his own childhood and had seen with his own two eyes what was happening to the children underground in the bases and also within the satanic ritual environment. He had experiences so severely that led him to NDEs, near-death experiences, where he came to one night communicating with Creator and said, if I have to come back, I will come back and definitely take on this maniacal matrix, this pedophilia ring that is strangling planet Earth. And so he made that decision with a vengeance, I might add. I can only tell you that this is probably one of the more dangerous topics and subjects that one would discuss openly on the airwaves. And to literally have the wherewithal to make YouTube videos calling out individuals, politicians, bankers, lawyers, police force, sheriffs, administrators, I mean, you name it. Torrey had the capacity, because of this contract that he made after his near-death experience, where he could literally see a holodeck in front of his face. He could literally see a holographic printout of people's DNA and of where they had traveled, what star systems they had visited, who they were affiliated with. I mean, he could see it all. And as a consequence, those gifts accelerated throughout the years. The more work he continued to do for the planet, the more passionate he became in assisting these children at these horrific satanic ritual ceremonies, the stronger his gifts became, to the point where it was not a very fun experience for him. He was capable of seeing through the veil at any time in any place. He was capable of remote viewing phenomenally well. And he became such a powerful transmuter of darkness that they knew he was a force not to be reckoned with. And as a consequence, because of his dedication, his passions became stronger and stronger. The resistance became more and more intense. And our conversations became more about what was going on with the attacks, what they were doing to his body. And I was here to assist him with many of our healing services that we provide, as well as our consciousness-based technologies that we also work with. We were able to continually provide Tori a backup of supporting his immune system. But let me tell you, it was a constant battle for him. Every single day, he was getting up and he was finding himself up against literally hundreds of dark beings that would flock into his home. There was a particular location in his house that was a portal, and apparently it was about 8-dimensional layers thick, you know, or deep, I should say. And apparently it was a gateway for not only Men in Black and Black Ops through the government, but also for extraterrestrials from off-world locations that would kind of jump in through these portals and then go on from there. Tori had made an agreement with Creator that he would stand guard in this location. Most people literally would have run away from this house that he lived in. I used to actually beg him to leave this location because just tapping into it gave me the creeps. But he felt so strongly that this was his responsibility to assist in bringing balance to this planet. He was so dedicated to being able to bring a light quotient and making sure that we were able to extract as many of these very, very heavy hitters within the oppositional forces, either bring them up to the ships, and he developed phenomenal ways in which to do that very quickly, very succinctly, and very thoroughly, to the point where he could handle very large numbers that would, what he would call, are incoming. And he has been criticized by the light worker community for not reaching out, not asking for help. And I too had gotten on his case about that a few times myself, only to hear him say he did not want anyone else to be affected or to have the boomerang reaction from being affiliated with him or associated with him. In fact, he was so deeply concerned about me that he monitored my whereabouts and where I would go and if I was traveling, etc., so significantly that it was not rare for us to receive a phone call that he had determined I might possibly be in danger or something along those lines. He was definitely a guardian for many, probably more than you realize. There were many of you in the community that he was reviewing and remotely reviewing to make sure that you were safe as well. This is a difficult recording for me. So I have been in mourning for a couple of weeks now, watching him and watching his demise. But I would like to explain to you some of the details as to what's been going on behind the scenes so that you are not feeling that there were not things being done. I would like everyone to understand that because Tori chose an extremely hostile and politically incorrect issue in our society, it was almost as if he had already put the nail in his coffin from the word go. And when you spoke with him, he already somehow knew this. He already somehow knew that he had a job to do, it would get done, and then he would leave. And for someone who grew to love him dearly as a brother, like I did, there was such an immense amount of respect from me because of his dedication. Now, I have received some messages from some of the healers that they're very convinced that once Tori went to jail, that this is when he actually picked up this horrible reptilian. I want everyone to understand that up to that point, he was pretty much holding his own. He was able to withstand severe attack from biowarfare. And I'm going to get a little bit of graphic here. He's actually given me permission to do so because he's been in constant communication with me as of late, that his life on a daily basis was definitely no bed of roses. He was constantly dealing with his blood in his urine. Sometimes his urine would be completely pitch black. Other times, when he would defecate, that would be pitch black. He would wake up, a lot of times there would be lesions all over his body from such severe torture, because he basically only slept about 2 to 4 hours a night if he was lucky, and that was every single day of his life. When he did fall asleep, he already knew ahead of time that he was going into a different type of what he called battle, because it was on a different dimensional level since he wasn't in the conscious reality at that point. And what he found was that they used all different sorts of technologies on him. The one in particular he's alluded to in some of his YouTube videos is where they paralyze you and you cannot move your limbs. They use that on him most of the time. And then very large groups of various beings would come in and gang rape him. He could not move. And for us that work with implant removal, we know that although things are removed from your body and your vessel on an astral level, it does not mean that it is any less real than having surgery on your physical body. This is the same thing that would happen to Tori. He would wake up after 2 to 4 hours of sleep, and he would be bleeding from his anus, okay? He would be throwing up, depending on what kind of injections they gave him. There were times where he was injected so many times while he was on his stomach, paralyzed, with his butt up in the air, that his abdominal cavity, he said, looked literally like a watermelon, that it was so inflamed and distended from the constant piercing of needles. He would also find needle marks all over very specific locations in his body. They injected his penis, for example, with a particular vaccination ingredient, and by the time he was passing, it was completely purple. There were so many things going on with his physical body. And on top of that, when I was running him, I started noticing that were a lot of heavy metals. There were a lot of elements that are just not normal that were showing up. He, of course, had infections all over the place. His body was in absolute total overload trying to reject the amount of injections that they were putting into his body. And what I found fascinating was many of them were very, very, very old diseases like beriberi, yellow fever, things that come from mosquitoes and things like that, that were showing up. And he just started getting very hopeless to a point where he just didn't know if he could keep doing this. He was really thinking that it was any time now. And what happened was when he got to that place where he really felt like we were getting close, he woke up one morning and about, I think he said over 800 reptilians came in to this portal that was within his home. And they came in with full gusto. I personally feel a theory on that. He mentioned that it was around the date of June 3rd. I personally feel that there's a faction of people that were behind that. I don't know any more than that right now, but what I do want to warn people is when we get to a place where we've brought down the cabal, I do agree with Simon Parks that there are other factions waiting in the wings, ready to come forth and be the savior for the day. Please be aware of this, that it is not about any one faction bringing us to the new heaven on earth. It is about ourselves working together as a community and as a force of our own mastery, stepping into our own authority once and for all, and working together as a team, and not believing that someone else has that capacity over us, that we ourselves carry that intrinsically because of who we are. So before Tori passed away, there were a multitude of things going on behind the scenes. People were writing me. I was very frustrated because Tori asked me not to put anything out. And trust me, it was very, very difficult for me. I got so frustrated with his beginning stages of the demise that I, without his permission, put out a request and asked everyone to send him healing. And as you know, if you have not heard, probably one of his last videos, he commanded that everybody stop because it was doing the opposite effect. I want to explain to you why I think this occurred and what ended up happening. Tori one day decided he had just had enough. He called me the night before. He was very down because of what he had seen once again. It was like any other day for him, the atrocities of what he remote viewed. And I think on that particular day, there were 74 children that had been satanically ritualed. They had been basically completely ripped apart. And as he would say, the entire room was a complete bloodbath. These children, of course, died. And the individuals that participate in this sort of event, what they do is they hold the souls of these children within their own auric field. One of the things he was extremely committed to was assisting these children in being released from that and being able to be free. And he prided himself on that and made sure that he was able to assist them through and onto the other side. And he did that constantly. That was one of his main dedications. Well, what happened was he got so irritated by some of the things, because he was clairaudient. He heard everything when these beings would come in. He heard all the messages going on in their heads. He heard the conversations going on, even though it was in another so-called dimensional existence of reality. He could hear all of it. He could see all of it. And he told me he just got fed up. He got in his car the next day. He drove down to the local city office. And he went from one department to the next, handing out information and saying, I have information to prove that certain individuals are part of this pedophilia ring, and I want to expose them. Where do I actually file this paperwork? Where do I begin? And this literally was, several hours that he was sent from one location, one department to the next. He never got any resolution. Everybody just passed him off. Nobody took him seriously. They all thought he was crazy. And he never got down to where he should go to file the paperwork for this type of complaint. He came home, and when he told me that he had done that, this was on the heels of about 5 or 6 weeks before, he had filed some paperwork via the mail and never heard a response. So that's why he decided to also get in the car and take it on face to face and see if he could get any kind of responses, if he was there physically versus maybe it got lost in the mail, that kind of thing. He was very disheartened, and at the same time he thought, well, you know, this is typical government, you know, they're just passing the buck, they don't want to really get involved or anything like that. And within, I think he said, within 24 to 48 hours, two sheriffs, or I think, were they sheriffs? They might have been police, showed up to his door at the crack of dawn, very early in the morning. It startled him, and he was kind of out of it. He was resting. And Tori was not in great health, as you can imagine, after going through this for 44 months, possibly 45 months. And so he kind of stumbled out of bed, and he walked over to the door, and they knocked on the door, and they said, you know, are you Tori Smith? He says, yes. And they said, we're here regarding your pedophile complaints and charges. And he made the mistake because they said, can we come in, please? He was really kind of out of it, and he didn't pay attention, and so he let them into his home, which was their opportunity to set the stage for what ended up happening and being the end of his life here on, you know, in the physical. So he said basically they pretty much insisted on searching his home, and they ended up finding a pipe that had not been used, he said, in many, many years. In fact, I think it was pretty new, and I don't know if it had ever been used. And he said something about they found a little pot plant. And Tori would occasionally get high for the sake of the pain. He was in pain 24 hours a day. I can attest to that just by looking at what I was reviewing with him. And then they said they had to arrest him because of that, and also because of public nuisance. So they took him right then and there. And that was on a Friday morning. It was all very well planned out. And he ended up being thrown in jail for what was called public nuisance, okay, all the way through Monday afternoon at such time when his girlfriend, Sherry, was able to pay the bail and get him out. When he was released, he was happier than I'd ever heard him be. He said it was one of the very, very first times that he had been able to have so much peace and clarity, because he wasn't sitting right on top of the portal and not constantly fighting for his own life, let alone trying to assist the children. In his world, his missions every single day in arriving at these locations where he would find out where the satanic rituals were performed was his reality. It was happening all the time. He was very aware of that. And he also paid great attention to Laura Walker's Oracle report. If you have not checked that out, please do, because she's very aware through her work of when they do these sort of rituals and at what time of the month or what day of the month or why they do it at that time of the month. So that's a really good reference point for you to check out. Some people have alluded to the fact that Tori received some sort of reptilian that merged with him while he was in the jail. I'm not really agreeing with that. I feel that it happened shortly after he got home because he had been weakened physically. And they had been injecting him so severely with every single type of virus you can imagine that was showing up in his bloodstream that he began to have difficulty keeping his food down. His body was going to a state of really trying to purge all the poisons that were being injected into his bloodstream. Now, again, many felt that he was not receiving the amount of assistance he could because he was acting as a lone ranger. And, you know, in this particular case, that is true. But I want everyone to understand, because this was such a unique way of working and such a dangerous operation that he was doing, he was highly concerned about not involving anybody else with what he was doing. In fact, there were many occasions where I asked him if he would work with others on the interplane, and he said absolutely not, because they already knew him, they knew his signature, they knew what he was involved in, they knew how powerful he was. If you tap into Tori on the interplanes at that time, you would see nothing but a massive, massive angel. And I mean, seriously, very powerful healer. I've received some of his healings as well. So then what happened is many of you were writing Tolik also, asking Tolik to get down to the bottom of this. In the meantime, we were doing what we could, trying to communicate, either reaching Tori's mother, because at this point, Tori had gotten so ill, he wasn't answering his phone, he wasn't returning phone calls. And the very last phone call I had with Tori, he was not even himself. He was in so much pain that funny, jovial, let's crack jokes kind of guy was gone. He could barely even make it through talking because even that was painful. So as you know, Tolik, and if you don't know, I'll go ahead and put that link below this YouTube video. Tolik put his announcement up that he had called in the Andromedan Council, which all of us had been doing. We were calling out for help from the Allied forces and assistance, asking to give us some sort of something as to how to release Tori from this. And we were told over and over again that this was his contract, that this is what he came here to do. It was extremely painful, guys and girls, to hear this. It was a feeling of helplessness. And then at such time, Tolik put out his announcement, and myself and my team were immediately pinged and contacted as to something we could do. The thing is Tori was already very, very ill. And I want to read to you the response after the Tolik message. This is from Jeff Godfrey, who is one of my fellow healers with the Galactic Connection team. He says, "Hey guys, I'm really excited. Right now I'm driving back from Alexandra's and listened to the Tolik update about the Andromedans, who announced they would be working on Tori. I was very grateful. They spoke of a particular frequency that they will be using that is incompatible with reptilian brain functioning. This inspired an idea within myself. My past efforts have not been successful in removing this reptilian, and the cloaking this being used made it hard to get a lock on him. I asked to have the frequency that the Andromedans were referring to enabled for me to use on this creature that was literally sucking the life force energy out of Tori. There was some hesitation, and then it was allowed. I was shown the way to use this was to send in tendrils like an octopus and wrap it around and come out of the reptilian brainstem. As soon as I began sending them, it immediately grabbed both of his ears and thrust its head backward in agony. It made such a sound, kind of like a Chewbacca. This went on for a very long time, and at least twice I was kind of bursting at least twice, I saw a kind of bursting happening, which I thought was like its head exploding, something along those lines. Turns out it was an explosion of awareness bands that were popping off and imposing themselves upon this creature to keep it compartmentalized and mind-controlled this way. After the third band came off, its pattern was weakened, and eventually it dispersed back into the solar plane. It was finally free, and Tori had a chance. All the time this was going on, I was watching Tori's heart strengthen and creep back up. Now, at this point, everyone, his heart had gotten to a 0.5, and it was now getting up into the range of 3.5 energetically. He also talks about looking at the cleanup that is needed. And it says, the first thing I was shown on the astral level was to pull out these large round spikes that were pressed into Tori's flesh. Pulling them out, they were sticky and they were steely. There were 17 of them in Tori's body. Their purpose was to absolutely control him completely. Then there was almost like a computer-like device that was inserted into Tori's psyche. And this could be inserted there into him to control his thoughts. It was somewhat like nano AI. Next, around his heart space, there was a cavern where they inserted a system that sucked off of his heart energy. And I found that they had inserted inside one of his pupils a device for frequency modulation, that which he received through his eyes. They inserted into his penis a frequency modulator that created and propelled excitement at their demand. In his anus, they had inserted psychotronic propellants that locked down his ability to receive certain kinds of love enhancements. They had created vortexes around his field that entrapped him in a kind of hollowed out vortex where no light bands could even exist. They have frequency modulated his entire being as a way to expel the light codes that he was receiving daily. There are like banks or blockages that close him off psychically from perceiving his own psychic delusion around his own attack, and hence the message that he put out that no one should send healings to him. His heart harmonic had been trashed completely so that it cannot be perceived, and the light that he was currently holding could not be perceived. His torsion fields that he had created as a frequency master had been obscured from his own recognition through psychic binding. His darkened soul aspects had been brought to the surface and allowed to linger there in order to deduct from his light quotient, and his psyche senses were in disarray for being obscured for so very long. This is the healing that he will need to get back to a place of health, balance, and love. I've gotten through about a third of it, but it will take much more focus to reclaim all of it. Maybe others can help. So as you can see, through a lot of us working on the inner plane together, we were trying to find answers to such a mysterious event, such as Tori's. And when I say mysterious, don't think for a minute that there have not been a substantial amount of phenomenal healers trying to assist Tori at that time. And no one was succeeding. We thought we were succeeding, but it just kept going on and on. And each time that I would speak to Tori, he was getting worse and worse, to the point he could not breathe, he could barely talk, he couldn't even sit up for longer than a couple of minutes, and he was having a very difficult time eating or keeping any food down. The last time I spoke with Tori, he threw up, I believe, about 45 days straight in a row. Now, the next message that I received from Jeff was when we received a calling that he was increasing in his heart energy imprint. And we were talking about his house and how it's a really nasty portal. And what I would like to do is put out to all of you a request that if we could frequency modulate this portal that his home is on in such a way that it closes down all those openings that are allowing the harmful souls to pass through. If it were a multidimensional building and then shut off the doors where negative entities here have access. So again, we want to frequency modulate this location. What this is doing for all of us, which Tori has relayed in the last 48 hours, is it's teaching the healing community a different way of seeing healing possibly. And that is that we look at modulating the frequency, not necessarily the object, the individual, the event, but modulating the frequency around the space. And if people want to help directly, it must be in the form of setting their intention to send in waves of love frequencies that are the highest form of healing and cannot be intercepted or used by the dark. Now, many of you know I'm not a proponent for mass healings, mass meditations, and this is exactly true that they are pure of heart and good intended, but they are siphoned off and they are used for not good things. And so if we can start doing this around the world with all sorts of things, including war, including governmental officials, including governmental buildings, if we can see it in a different lens as to how to frequency modulate those locations and the space around those beings, it would be very, very beneficial. We have to start being even more strategic in the way that we send frequencies so that they are not at a particular level that can be intercepted and misused. And again, I'm going to repeat that. Please take care that if you're healing people, especially if it's something where a lot of people want to help that individual, take care to remember that the frequencies you send, you must command and call forth that they are of such a high frequency band that they cannot be intercepted or misused by oppositional forces. So the next thing I did was I received a phone call from one of Tori's personal friends who lives close by him. And while all this was going on, she called me and said that she had visited Tori, and I was shocked because I had not heard from him and I was getting very concerned. She visited him last Saturday. She actually had some time to spend with him. She said he was about, he could stand up for maybe 5 minutes if he was lucky, and that he had lost over 100 pounds. He was literally so skinny, she couldn't even believe it. Very, very sickly, very exhausted, and the base of his feet and the balls of his feet had turned completely yellow. Now, she had arrived at his house because she had called to say that she wanted to bring her children over to see him. She had seen his video. She was afraid she was never going to see him again. And when she arrived, he was not at his home. She went to a neighbor who called his mother, and the mother came over and let them into the home. She then went over to see Tori, and they sat on the swing, and they talked for a while. And he just said that he was on his way home. He was going back to Agartha, and he wasn't going to be here much longer. And he was good with that. And she said he was very kind of somber and exhausted, and of course not himself. That was last Saturday. None of us knew until, I believe, Thursday afternoon or Friday morning that Tori had actually passed. And he was being taken care of by his 90-plus-year-old mother, and he had begged her to not be taken to the hospital. He kept saying over and over again that he knew what they were going to do if she took him to the hospital. Well, she did. And I'm hearing from some guidance that he actually was taken out once he arrived at the hospital. Believe it or not, he was starting to get a little bit better after such severe illness and prolonged attack on all of his body, organs, systems, and fields. However, what I want to focus on and what he wants me to tell everyone is that he was ready. And he didn't see this to the end, but he is going to see this to the end in a different dimensional realm, so to speak. He also wants me to share with all of you that he loves each and every one of you, even those who have spoken out against him. Sorry. And that they too will be redeemed soon. And that all of us will receive the truth once and for all. He wants everyone to know that he's relaxed and he's being taken care of. And I want you to know that Jeff picked up that he has 350 frequency generator beings around him now. He has 45 harmonic cleansers, 17 angelic forces, 14 high harmonic devic goddesses, 12 spirit guides, 4 protector beings, and 2 that are creative forces of the universe imbibing as beings around him now. He is once and for all out of his physical misery of this mission that he was so passionate about, and that was to bring awareness and exposure and the elimination of a ring that is so horrific and so rampant on this planet, and that is stalking, kidnapping, raping, abducting, imprisoning in underground bases the children of this world, whether it's from orphans, orphanages, whether it's from Aboriginal schools, whether it's from lower income families who are broke and they take some sort of bribe because they have to put food on the table for the rest of the family, or whether it's just from being hijacked right off of a playground. This is for all of them. And he was so passionately and firmly entrenched in exposing this and bringing it to an end. He said, I want you to know that I did what needed to be done and what I felt was right and just. I came here to heal through my work that which is in each of us, that shadow side that has run ramshot across the universe. I am here to set free all the souls who have had no say in their own imprisonment. It is not necessary the case that we contracted certain events into our reality. Sometimes other beings are using our soul's essence to their own accord and leaving us with the aftermath of the action-reaction effects in our own lives. He said we are going into a rebirth and we are finally free. And he is finally free of his own contract, which he felt was absolutely huge and is going to affect the entire world. And he told me he would never leave my side and that he will assist all of the healers of the world getting through any turmoil that is upcoming with the shift and with the radical changes that are definitely presenting themselves on this planet. He said there will be so much information flying around that he will assist me and others in staying the course and making sure that we do not lose sight of why we are here and what we are here to do. He also wanted me to know that with death and the veils being so thin that he should be sensed by myself and many others. He says he learned a great deal through his own experience and his own death. And he says he needs to put that to use continuously. He wants everyone to know that he's still connected with all of us and still working together on another plane of existence, and to assist the light there. Things are different, but they're better, he says. So he wanted me to let you know that. Now, this has been a really tough recording for me. It's taken me a full day and a half to try to get my act together to do this. But Tori told me he wanted me to be the one to let the world know that he has passed and he is happy and he is relieved, but he is not leaving until the fat woman sings, or is that how they say it? He is still working on this project from behind the scenes with Ashtar. And I wanted to pass on a phenomenally good piece of information as a way to end this recording, because I'm sure there's many of you that are crying your eyes out like I have been. But it has been finally decreed and finalized that there is a clearing for all of humanity. All of humanity, no matter what your contract was, no matter who you were serving, no matter what your intentions have been, your clearing is literally sitting on the top of your head. And what I would like to do, and what I've been given the gift to do, is to make each and every person consciously aware of this, that it is sitting right above your head. And that if you receive it, if you accept it, if you allow it, you will start to feel the unfolding of all of the healing that you need on all multi-dimensions, in all realities, in all time and space. It is the hugest gift that I could pass on to end this tribute to Tori Smith. For I feel he has played a part in this with his bringing so much of an atrocity to the forefront of society and making people aware that it does exist. Everything is collapsing and everything is getting transformed from darkness to light. And we are truly being brought to a place of what our divine birthright is. So please do yourself a favor. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your background is or what your past has been or what you feel guilty or ashamed of. Accept and allow this clearing. Just command that you accept and allow this divine clearing to be received by every cell in your body, and allow it to be, and command it be so, and let it be done. And what I'd like to do now is also remind you of how much authority we are now being given as the enlightened force of this planet. We have been given authority to command things to stop, and they will. And if you believe it, and you are pure of heart and pure of intention, and look at the greater good of the all, and look at how it's impacting every living being, and I mean all the way down to the pill bug on the sidewalk, and you put your whole heart and soul into desiring that, it will begin to unravel all of these dark frequencies, programs, etc. It is now occurring. And those of you who feel you have not had your gifts intact, this is all you need to do to contribute to the world just today to make a difference. And what I mean by that is, if you want to become a healer, great. If you want to become an activist, great. If you want to head up an organization that assists orphans or those that are starving, or prostitutes or whatever, that's awesome too. But in this moment, without any concern for finances, time, being able to take care of your children, maintain your job, etc., this is all you have to do, is be pure of heart, be pure of mind, to bring your heart and your mind connected in a space where you so desire this beyond all else, that we truly are free once and for all, and that we carry on this legend of what Tori desired as well, which is to free the children, allow them to live in an environment and a community where they are not haunted and stalked and sacrificed. And so with that said, I just want to thank everybody for all the support and all the healings and all the gifts that you have provided Tori. He's sitting right by me right now, and he's asking me to tell you all he loves you, and he is in a better place. And he doesn't want us to cry a tear, because he's in so much better condition now, and he wants us to remember him to be healthy and muscular, not thin and drawn and sick like the last video was. He's actually telling me he regrets that he made that video, because he didn't want anybody to remember him that way, and that everyone truly knows that he is good now. He is finally at peace, but he is certainly not finished with his mission until it's finally done. So with that said, I just want to thank all of you for listening today. And again, thank you for supporting me. I want to thank all those that send in books and CDs and necklaces and pictures. And thank you so very much. And if I haven't gotten back to you yet, I apologize. And I am really looking at my own workload to try to have some time to breathe and to be moving in some of the areas that I really want to move into. So thank you once again. And as always, if you need assistance, we are here to support the healer community. We are here to hold the space for all of the practitioners, healers, light workers, star seeds, ground crew, whatever you want to label yourself as. Unfortunately, in this reality, we tend to have that need to do so, right? But that does not diminish how important each and every one of us is and what our roles are at this final hour. We truly are so close. So again, I bid you adieu, and I tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening, and thank you for doing your bit. I love you. Take care.